Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you missed it a few minutes ago, we got this phone call.
I was just in Starbucks, and this guy walks in with his pajamas and slippers, gets his coffee, sits down, and starts drinking it.
Yeah, there's some things you should just not do in public. Putting your pajamas on, getting your slippers on, going to Starbucks, and then actually sitting down, that's one of them.
What you're doing in your car is your own business. If you get out and you're hanging out and you've got that loose flannel thing happening, not cool.
What else are the things you should never do in public? 1-800-330-9999. Bonnie.
Swear at your kids. I just think it's so tasteless to swear at your kids in public.
I think to swear anywhere in public. Like if you're at like dinner and you're just with your friends and you're making jokes, it's one thing. But to actually swear aggressively at anyone, let alone your children, I think is disgusting.
Well, there's only two types of swearing. Yeah. There's aggressive and then fun.
Jake, what shouldn't you do in public?
I don't think you should cry in public. I think crying for public is literally crying out for attention. Take a little like break, go to the bathroom, do whatever you need to do, get it out. But crying in public's crazy.
I mean, if something terrible just befell you.
Yeah.
If you just got some terrible news, it's one thing. If you just injured yourself, that's something else. On the other hand, if you're being overdramatic over nothing, pull it back. Or if you've got some things that you're internalizing that you're upset about, yeah, you can go find yourself a spot. Like if the lip starts quivering, you know you're going to cry. Get out of there.
Oh, gosh, you know, there's so many mental health professionals that would say, like, if you feel like you need to cry, you have to cry and get
right.
it out. But I will tell you, I tell my older daughter all the time, if you're going to cry, go somewhere where no one's going to see you.
Well,
you
right.
know, I mean, obviously home with mommy, like, you know what, but like, just don't let them see you cry in public.
I know. Well, that's because you're trying to raise a piece of iron.
Yeah.
That's different. All right. Well, that's different.
Mm.
Don't ever let them see you cry.
Don't let them see you cry.
Or sweat. Oh. That's that perspirant one, but I always thought that was a good one too.
I mean, sometimes you just sweat. You're like at the gym. You're like running far.
Well,
like that you can't help.
If you can prevent it, don't ever let them see you sweat.
All right. Marnie, what should you not do in public?
Oh, that's easy. Never, ever scratch your private parts. No matter how bad they itch, just deal with it.
I think anything that involves bodily function, we can probably put on that list of things not to do in public.
I mean, on the other hand, we're all people, right? So, I mean, what if you're not...
Go to a bathroom.
I mean, we're not being offensive about it right here. I mean, we're all
not
people.
Not in public.
Not in
yeah,
public.
You just go to a bathroom or get back in your car or, you know, there's no sleight of hand.
I want to give you an example.
Oh,
here.
No.
Okay. All right. So here you are. Here you are. You're out in the world. All right. And you are managing many things. Anna, let's use you for an example. You probably got six bags over your shoulders, things that you need for the kids, all that. You got one kid on the hip. The other one's like, you know, bugging you about something, this, that, whatever. Okay. You get out of your SUV. And as you close the door, the SUV next to you opens their door and slaps you right in the chest. Directly in the chest. It's a hard slap.
What does that have to do with me scratching my behind?
Well, it's moved things around.
Okay.
Okay, so now you got things that are a little bit out of place. You still got the baby on the hip. You still got, you know, the other one bugging you about something that's on their phone or whatever,
well,
blah,
I'm glad
blah, blah.
The children have survived it, yes.
Right, they've survived it. They weren't struck by the door, but you know what was?
What?
The girls.
Okay.
Okay? And now you got to readjust here. Do you really need to go inside a building? I mean, you're an adult. What if this other person that hit you with the other car door is a mom, too?
I'm not going to scratch my chest in front of strangers.
I think that other mom would be like, you do what you got to do, girlfriend.
Okay.
I mean, if not, what's girl power all about? If
all
you
right.
guys don't have that kind of unity, I don't know what you're doing it for.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing you should just never do in public?
I was just in Starbucks, and this guy walks in with his pajamas and slippers, gets his coffee, sits down, and starts drinking it.
Yeah, we got that call a little while ago. Some people, they don't know what you should never do in public.
Listen, I applaud your ability to have no shame whatsoever. I like your boldness. I do. On the other hand, sometimes it's just a little bit weird.
Looking at our Facebook page, and I've never agreed with something more, Patty wrote, making out to the point where it's time to get a room. PDA. Like, when it's one thing if it's you're holding hands or a peck on the cheek, but don't take it to the next level. What else? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa.
Oh, gosh. Don't ever pick your nose in either. It's just nasty.
I mean, I can't believe we even have to say that out loud. It's disgusting.
I mean, I think that that's a rule we're taught as toddlers. Now, when you're in private and you get digging up in there.
Ew, Raven, don't even say that.
I mean, don't eat it, but clear it out.
Oh, gosh. I'm dealing with this with my toddler right now. She really wants to eat them, and it makes me crazy. I've never screamed before I scream. Donnie, what should you never do in public?
I've seen this done at the airport and in an office, like waiting area. But I can't stand it when people do yoga in public just to stretch. Like, look at me. I work out. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't need to see you doing downward dog in public in my face.
There's always the people that do this. I don't even know, because I don't do yoga, I don't know the name of it, but when they clasp their hands and they put up their pointer fingers and their thumbs, and then they reach above their head straight up to the sky, and then they lean back with their hands together.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what that move is called, but I see people doing that all the time, and I'm like, you look weird.
Yeah, I think that's called annoying.
Yeah.
Leanne, what's something you should never do in public?
You should never clip your fingernails or any of your nails in public. Ever.
Oh, I so agree. Raven and I just started working together, and we were in opposite seats from where we sit now. I'll never forget it. He's just sitting there cutting his nails like it was no big deal.
That
just
was not like the first week.
It was really early on where like it was not comfortable yet for you to do something like that.
Listen, I had a hangnail. All right. I had a hangnail. It hurt. I have a hangnail right now, as a matter of fact. And because you're shaming me, your good friend, who you've known for years now at this point, I'm still not addressing it. So I'm over here in pain. Thank you very much.
But why do you carry your own nail clippers with you everywhere you go?
I mean, I don't know. It's the same thing as carrying like a flashlight. It could save your life someday.
It doesn't make sense.
What if I got stuck upside down in my car, flipped it over in an accident?
Okay? And then the toenail clipper would help?
I needed to cut out of my seatbelt.
With a toenail clipper.
That's right.
It's going to take you a real long time.
You know what, though? I've got nothing but time. I'm upside down in my car.
All right.
And then maybe, just maybe, I'll do my nails while I'm down there.
Okay. Zach, what should you never do in public?
I have a problem with people who throw their phones on speaker and have loud conversations in public places.
You're not alone. I mean, too.
Is this 2005 calling? Of course you do. Yep. We all have a problem with that.
Yep.
Sir?
I don't need to hear your conversation.
No, I'm with you. We are all in agreement.
But a lot of people don't realize that. You want to know where I see the most guilty parties do this? Marshalls and TJ Maxx.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. What are you doing? My favorite is when they're walking around on FaceTime conversations and shopping. It's like, are you shopping for the person on FaceTime? What's happening here?
Maybe I'm stupid. I can't do both at once. I can't concentrate on the item to figure out whether or not I actually like it and concentrate on the conversation at once. I have to be all in on one or the other.